K Mobile. Jane, KG4LFL. Jimmy, hope you're well today, N4ZLK.
Can't really complain. Didn't do a whole lot today. Went out to the yard, watered a new crepe myrtle that we planted, had the kids pull some weeds, and you know, we stayed out about an hour. Back started hurting, so I said, yeah, we're done.
Kids, I mean, just because your back started hurting doesn't mean the kids have to come in, does it?
But I felt I was going to be a little nice today, and we're going to wait until later this afternoon. They will get their wish. So we'll go out in the later part of the afternoon and finish pulling weeds in the flower beds.
Yeah, it'll still be warm then, too. This time of year, it's still very warm in the later part of the afternoon.
And the sun starts blazing into the front yard at about 2 o'clock here. So it's 3:30 now. It should be good and hot out there now. So I guess you could say just a little bit of a lesson here.
Those lessons you have to learn as a kid, that delaying the inevitable is usually not always, or usually never works out good. It's always better just to get it done.
And that is the lesson that I am trying to teach. I figured they would have learned it by now. They'll be 16 here in the next week or so, and evidently they have forgotten such lessons. So, I mean, the heat really doesn't bother me, being that I was a landscaper for many, many, many years. I was out in it all day from sunup, sundown, so, you know, it's kind of one of those, no, it's not fun, but, it's hot. Okay, drink more water.
How old they were, but you answer that. I take it you have twins.
I have my twin boys, and I have a 19-year-old that is, he's in South Georgia working full-time for Walmart and trying to get on with Pepsi. So, really proud of that kid. He stepped it up, and when I became disabled, he really started, during my back surgery. He took all the lessons that I taught him and cooking and all that. I mean, he was doing the cooking, the cleaning around the house, helping me out. It was really super awesome. So trying to instill the same qualities into the younger generation there, and for the most part, it's working.
That's what we forget. We're not raising children. We're raising future adults, hopefully. But a lot of people just concentrate on raising their children.
Fortunately, nowadays they're more concerned at becoming their children's friends and not being the parents. So you get kind of what the state of the world is coming to right now. But, I mean, you know, just like with everything else, lessons are learned, and when you don't learn the lessons, they're retaught. That's kind of what we're going through now.
There's an old saying, and I'm probably not going to get this right. I was just trying to think about it. I guess it's an old saying. You know, you get wisdom as you get older, but usually the only way you get that wisdom is from all the mistakes when you're younger. That's from learning from the mistakes, not necessarily from the mistakes. It's from learning from the mistakes. And that was a terrible paraphrase, but I think you get the idea.
Become old and wise after you're young and dumb. Pretty much the same thing. You know, just like you hit your head on the brick wall too many times, you start getting a headache. Well, then you kind of learn, don't hit your head on the brick wall. Yeah, and a lot of it, you know, a lot of it seems to be common sense to us in our generation. But it's not, doesn't make so much sense to this newer generation. I mean, you got the whole Tide Pod fiasco that went on, and all the stupid challenges on some of those social media sites where, you know, they're just trying to get attention. It's scary that they are going to be taking over the only superpower left in the world.
Seen something going around that said, you think we're smarter now. Back in the 60s, your car manual or your owner's manual told you how to adjust the heads or adjust the timing or something like that. Now it tells you not to drink the battery acid.
Yep. There's so much truth in that. God, there is so much truth in that. Just to think, you know, when I was 18 years old, and of course that was back in the 90s, and I say that like it was a long time ago, I had a 74 Chevelle, and I had to learn the old ways of adjusting the points and doing tune-ups and what have you, and I touched the distributor with that Allen wrench a couple of times and got shot across the yard, felt like. But, you know, now you talk to these kids and they don't know the first mechanical thing. And a lot of them don't even know how to change oil. And that is, that's bad.
Company that has a lot of delivery vehicles. You've probably seen them around. They're brown in color and they're all over the place. And talking to one of my mechanics, and he said, yeah, we had a guy that called in the other day and said his truck wouldn't start, you know, the smaller one. And we asked him, you know, what he was doing. He said, well, he'd eaten lunch. And we said, well, you left your lights on. He goes, well, yeah, I always have my lights on. And they said, well, you ran your battery down, and you left it on while you're at lunch. You must have run your battery down. And he said, what do you mean?
Oh, no. Oh, that hurts. Yeah, I know which trucks you're talking about. What can brown do for you? yeah. Wow, that's scary.
Parent problem right there too, and I know, you know, maybe there wasn't a dad around, but I don't know. It is scary. I taught my girls how to change the oil. They all bought their first car. I got two boys and two girls. Showed them how to change a tire. Showed them how to change the oil in the car. You know, basic maintenance stuff. I don't expect them to do it on a regular basis, but I want them to know how and why.
Brake jobs on my Ford Maverick and doing all the oil changes and tune-ups on all the cars in the family. Wow. Of course, I was also interested in it, so, you know, that helps a lot. But there are certain things that everybody at least needs to know how to do, you know, so they're not completely helpless in a situation. And I think it sparks some creative interest when you start getting your hands dirty and doing this stuff. You know, it kind of gives you that ability to think outside of the box of, okay, I'm in this situation and I can't get out of it unless I do X. And to do X, I need to figure out some way of doing Y and Z.
Probably more of this than I realize, or we realize. And it might have been around longer. It's just where I grew up and the people I'm around with. We either had to, you know, because of money or whatever, or there was an interest in it. So it just seems like we were more hands-on. Anyway, I'm almost to my next place here. I got to swap out a trailer, so I'm going to be out for a little bit. And good to hear you today, Jimmy. I'm sure I'll be around later, be in and out. So if I don't talk to you, I hope you have a great weekend. It's really good to hear you. And get back out there in the heat. Get those kids working again. KG4LSL and 4ZLK.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you as well. And yeah, I'll be around later on this afternoon and pretty much most of the weekend. There's supposed to be some sort of a 6-meter contest going on, so I may throw the old 6 meter Ringo up on a temporary mast and see what I can do with it. Do plan on going to the lake this afternoon, or not this afternoon, Sunday. We're going to go to the lake, do a little bit of fishing, maybe pull the old boat out and pull the cover off of it and run Hartwell a little bit. Don't know. We'll just have to see where it goes. Well, we'll talk at you later on, Shane. Be careful. Keep the rubber part down, the shiny part up. N4ZLK, KG4LSL, and I'll be clear.
Can I get a radio check, please?
KD2BNG, I hear you well enough. You're coming through clear.
DWN4S, roger, roger. Thank you for the check.
KD2BNG, no problem.